From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch as a grave violation of previous council resolutions. It threatened further significant measures. Ukraine's ambassador, Volodymyr Yelchenko, is this month's council president.
As you know, Security Council approved the press statement on ballistic missile launch by DPRK on 11 February 2017, which inter alia emphasizes the importance of full compliance with the relevant Security Council resolutions, as well as working to reduce the tensions in Korean Peninsula and beyond. During the consultations, members of Security Council were unanimous in condemning the recent ballistic missile launch conducted by Pyongyang.
At a White House news conference, President Donald Trump called North Korea and its nuclear missile programs a big problem and vowed to deal with the matter strongly. The North described the latest missile as a surface-to-surface, medium-to-long-range rocket, a new type of strategic weapon system using a mobile launcher. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said it appeared to be powered by a solid fuel engine.
That's quite a development. That's important because that makes a missile much easier to launch quickly.
The North has boasted it's in the final stage of preparing to test an intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, but has yet to test one. A Kenyan judge Monday ordered several officials of the National Doctors Union jailed for failing to end what the court has called an illegal strike, now more than 2 months old, over pay and working conditions in public hospitals. The union has demanded a pay raise of up to 180%, a review of working conditions, job structures, promotions, and understaffing. The government said it can only afford a 40% salary hike. This is VOA News. President Trump said the U.S. will likely only make minor changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, in negotiations with Canada.
We'll be tweaking it. We'll be doing certain things that are going to benefit both of our countries. It's a much less severe situation than what's taken place on the southern border. On the southern border, for many, many years, the transaction was not fair to the United States.
Mr. Trump, who said the U.S. has a very outstanding trade relationship with Ottawa, spoke alongside Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, who visited the White House Monday for the first time since Mr. Trump's inauguration. Three-quarters of Canadian exports go to its southern neighbor. Mr. Trudeau said they discussed security and immigration concerns, but insisted Canada will remain open.
Keeping Canadians safe is one of the fundamental responsibilities of any government, and that's certainly something that we're very much focused on. At the same time, we continue to pursue our policies of openness.
He said while the two countries at times differ in approaches, they have always done so firmly and respectfully. The U.S. Senate Monday confirmed President Trump's nominee to be Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. The vote 53-47, the former Goldman Sachs executive faces a host of challenges, including tax reform, economic ties with China, renegotiating trade deals, and the looming March 15th federal debt ceiling. Human Rights Watch has accused Syria of using banned chlorine bombs on Aleppo at least 8 times late last year. Akshaya Kumar is the group's deputy UN director.
This is a large number of attacks in a relatively short period of time. The research period that we're looking at is actually less than 1 month, and yet we were able to confirm 8 attacks. And as Joe mentioned, there were at least 4 other reported use of chlorine during that period.
The government has repeatedly denied ever using chemical weapons in its nearly 6-year war with rebels. Authorities in Northern California are racing to make repairs to a crumbling overflow channel ahead of new storms after tens of thousands of local residents were forced to evacuate their homes near the Lake Oroville Dam, the nation's largest. Corey Honea is the sheriff of Butte County.
The fact that we were monitoring it closely allowed us to respond very quickly when that was the appropriate thing to do.
The evacuations came after authorities saw that an overflow channel appeared to be in danger of collapse, sending a wall of water into the Feather River Valley. A bus carrying Taiwanese tourists overturned Monday, killing 32. Police said the bus carried 44 passengers when it crashed on an expressway in the capital, Taipei. Officials say 12 are being treated in the hospital, many with serious injuries. New records set Monday at Wall Street, with the benchmark Dow Jones average closing at 20,412 points. Some analysts attribute the climb to comments by President Trump on tax reform. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.